I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a few lessons on Brexit. The fallout from the UK's decision to leave the EU has hit world markets hard and has caused David Cameron to announce his resignation. Listen as Jimmy Fallon reports that Queen Elizabeth has had to trade in her crown for a cardboard one from Burger King, and John Oliver looks back at the drama. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Of course, there's some historic news from overseas. Last night, the UK officially voted to leave the European Union. I read that it caused the British pound to hit a 31-year low. You can tell Brits are struggling today. Queen Elizabeth was wearing one of those cardboard crowns from Burger King. And you go, that's happened fast. I mean, that's...
Wow.
Okay, calm down. Brexit doesn't sound scary. It just sounds like a granola bar you buy at the airport. Hey, this tastes like a preserved owl pellet. I'm going to Cinnabon. You push me into it.
British Prime Minister David Cameron actually resigned, saying that the country needs new leadership. An American said, can you start here next January? I mean, we gotta...
And I know, if you are watching this outside the UK, you're probably thinking, why should I care about what Britain does with the EU? Honestly, as long as those crooked-toothed scone goblins keep shooting out royal babies in episodes of Doctor Who, I don't give a tally-ho what happens there. But despite being a member, Britain has always had an arm's-length relationship with the EU. For instance, it doesn't use the euro, and some British politicians have been openly hostile right to the face of EU officials.
I don't want to be rude, but you have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask, that we're all going to ask, is who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you.
That is painful to watch. And not just because all of those insults are things people in the UK have said about me.
That's right. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that he would be stepping down. And of course, he did it in the classic British style. Take a look.
We should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October.
Mary Poppins out of there.
Right out of there.
A spoonful of sugar, that's the medicine.
And look, the EU is not perfect. It's large, confounding, and relentlessly bureaucratic. Think of it like Gerard Depardieu. It's an unwieldy European body that's a source of great bewilderment. Let me introduce you to one of the leading groups backing a Brexit, the UK Independence Party, also called UKIP. Their leader is Nigel Farage, that man you saw earlier at the Comedy Central roast of European Council President Herman Van Rompuy. UKIP is known for its hardline anti-immigration views, and some of its members have engaged in outright racism. Just look at Robert Blay, a UKIP candidate for Parliament who was suspended after a tabloid paper caught him saying this about a rival of Sri Lankan descent.
The family's only been here since the 70s. You're not British enough to be in our Parliament.
Whoa there. Just hold up. Not British enough to be in our Parliament. He's talking about a British citizen who was born in London and raised in Hampshire. How is that not British enough? Must he literally be a monocled badger named Reginald who lives in a shepherd's pie? Is that the bar of entry to him?
Of course, it was such an important vote, and it's good to know that people were making an informed decision. So check out the number two trending topic in the UK while people voted whether or not to leave the EU. What is the EU? I don't know. Turns out half of Britain thought they were voting to leave the air.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.